Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In our gospel reading today, we hear a very sad story. We hear the historical account of what Herod did to try to get rid of Jesus. Because he was threatened by Jesus, because he saw Jesus coming as king, as someone who could take away his throne and his position and his power. And he did not trust the Lord that God would provide for him and care for him no matter what might happen to him or his throne or his family's throne. He did not trust God that his promises of the Messiah were good, even for Herod. And so Herod, in a violent attempt to get rid of the baby Jesus, after he hears that the Messiah has been born, and he knows that this is the Messiah, this is the promised one, in an attempt to get rid of him, he has all of the children, the male children, two and under in Bethlehem, killed. This is a sad and terrible story, an evil and wicked act that Herod commits. Because the birth of the Messiah, he thinks, is an inconvenience to him and to his throne. And because he does not have the faith that trusts that Jesus has come for him, too, to save him, too, to deliver him from sin and from death and from evil and to bring eternal life. He instead thinks that he can outsmart God, that he can somehow stop the plan of God that has been there from the foundation of the world. That if only he kills this little baby, that he can stop God. In addition to lacking faith in God and love for his neighbor, he also lacks humility before God. The humility that says that God is in charge and I am not, and I am going to trust God's plan for me and for this nation and for the entire world. And it's sad because that baby came not only to save all of those babies in Bethlehem, not only to save all of the people who were waiting for his coming eagerly with hope and expectation, but Jesus came to die also for people like Herod. He came also to die for every person who is a sinner. And our Lord wants them to repent of their sins and to believe in him. Now, we can condemn Herod. It's easy to do that. And this atrocity that he commits 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem. But we also have to examine ourselves and our own day and our own time and our own country and the government of which we are a part. We, the people, are part of this government. And this government, this country, murders children every year. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of children are murdered each and every year through abortion. 60 million have been aborted since 1973 when Roe v. Wade, the decision, the Supreme Court decision that legalized abortion, was handed down. 60 million people, that's far more than were killed in Bethlehem. That's far more than were killed by Hitler and by many others throughout history. This is a terrible atrocity. And we should weep and mourn and lament and pray God that he would stop this. There are those who, like Herod, find these babies to be an inconvenience and do not trust that God has given them for our good, that God has knit together this life in the womb. As Scripture says in Psalm 139, "For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." God creates each and every human life. It is a human life from the moment of conception, not when the baby is out of the womb, not just when the baby has a heartbeat, not just when the baby can feel pain, but from the moment of conception, from the moment that the egg is fertilized. That is a baby. It has a unique DNA. It is neither the father's DNA or the mother's DNA. It is a unique child. Formed by God, yes, not fully developed, but still formed by God, knit together in the mother's womb, and continues to be knit together and developed until that beautiful baby comes out as a life that we receive with joy and gladness and welcome, as a life that God has created. Our Lord loves life and does not want us to have the attitude that Herod has, that sees these lives and this particular life, the life of Jesus, as a threat, as an inconvenience, does not want us to have the same attitude that Herod has, an attitude of unbelief that does not trust our Lord and his promises. And so we have to reject Herod's attitude and instead welcome and receive all life as a wonderful gift of God. Just as we would want to welcome and receive the Christ child who came into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. We welcome all of this life, and therefore, we have to oppose all things, all organizations like Planned Parenthood that kill and murder children. Planned Parenthood kills more than 300,000 children every single year. This is not a benefit to women or to our country. We have to oppose such organizations. We have to speak out against this evil. We have to oppose all contraceptives, and many chemical contraceptives do this, which make life uninhabitable or can make life uninhabitable for a newly fertilized baby. And although labeled contraceptive, are abortifacients. They cause an abortion. We have to oppose all methods which can lead to children being frozen or children being aborted. We have to oppose it even when it is done through methods that seem to assist and support the birth of children, like in vitro fertilization. Now, in all of this, it may be difficult to hear, and it's difficult for our culture to hear, especially for those who have been affected by it, who through ignorance, through pressure from family or friends, have had an abortion, or have done things that have said, we do not welcome life. We do not receive it as a gift. And it would be easy, then, to run away from God's mercy and forgiveness in Jesus, just as Herod does. But instead of doing that, when we see our sin, just as with any sin, we do not run away from our Lord in his forgiveness. But we should run and receive his forgiveness in word and sacrament. And we should encourage those who have had an abortion, who have done wrong in this area, to come and receive our Lord's forgiveness, and that his forgiveness is for them too, as it is for all of us, because we are all sinners. And every sin, no matter how great or small it may be, separates us from God. And we all deserve to be separated from God, and we all need his forgiveness in Jesus. And that baby Jesus came to forgive the Herods of the world and the Hitlers of the world, and to forgive you and me, and to forgive every person, so that we might have his new life. And so however we have sinned, we run to our Lord for his forgiveness and for his new life, that we may have new life in him, that we may not despair, that we may not run away from him and reject him as Herod did, but receive him with joy, receive his new life, and live with him forever. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.